The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That was Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got
Dana Wickens
on the throne that is
a cajon. Oh, yeah.
We'll only be playing the bass side of it today.
Bass only.
Bass
front
only. All about
front,
that bass.
No front big booms.
Cymbals. Front big booms.
Okay, give it up. Get ready.
I can't wait a single other second.
We sold you the seat, but you only need the edge.
Please welcome
Sunday.
Comedian, actor, singer, light in the sky. You know her from Mystery County, Monster Hunters Club, and Southside. Please welcome Rashawn Scott.
What's up, you guys?
You and I in the soundtrack to sing two of the same song together, so I already feel bonded for life.
We're in. I have imprinted
yeah,
on you.
You really have. Yeah.
Two baby birds born at the same time saw each other and said, that's
my mom.
I don't even have a question. That's my mom.
That's crazy because like that's got to happen, right?
The book could have been two pages.
That is so
is what I'm
funny.
Saying.
Like birds, if, like we talk about animals imprinting.
Yes.
But like... Yeah. What if the mom just like happens to not be there when they
and
have?
Two siblings are just like I guess we raise each other.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That would be
then
so
they turn
stressful.
Into boxcar children.
Yeah. Oh.
Just saying.
I vaguely remember
they were
boxcar children. They were they
millionaire
rode the rails,
orphans.
Right?
No, they just had a single boxcar in the back of their like mansion.
But a boxcar is from a train, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
okay,
a single car.
And they're just like, we're going to hang out here. We have the mansion, but this is actually where we will spend our time.
I believe so, if I recall.
So more like a clubhouse situation?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I never read them. Dana's exploding out of her whole self.
For some reason, I thought they were like unhoused.
For some reason they were an unhoused family. She's not off mic. Scott wants to know if they're millionaires, why are they?
Or is it a riches to rags story? And they're like, is it like Lemony Snicket where they're owed and they're owed better care than they're given? Do they have a mean uncle? We'll never know. We'll never find out. Did anyone read Series of Unfortunate Events? Dana is
so literary.
Literary on children's books.
I found those books infuriating. I was like, I actually can't take any more bad things happening. This sucks.
Yeah, it was abusive.
Yeah, I hated it.
I watched the series, but I didn't catch the books.
Do y'all remember Wayside School?
That shit slapped.
Because that was just like a crazy school on the rift of reality.
Can I just like absolutely celebrate my first grade teacher, Mrs. Rowe? She read us when we came back in from recess or maybe playtime after lunch, like on the schedule every day for us to like cool down and refocus. She would read us a single chapter of the Wayside books at a time. Mm-hmm. And she would always the day before, like at the end. So she read us like a very funny chapter and we were all like, this is the funniest book I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. And then she'd be like, okay, kids, tomorrow's chapter is called. And she would get us excited by telling us the chapter name of the next day. And she, this one time, okay, you be kid saying, Mrs. Rowe, what is it? What is it?
Mrs. Rowe, what is it? What is it? I'm so excited.
What is it? What's the...
What?
What do you mean what?
What?
What's the next chapter? What is the... hear the next chapter?
Oh, wait. I think we're getting it one word at a time.
No. Oh. Tomorrow's chapter is called... What?
Oh,
and she played it great. I was like thrilled. I was like,
these kids are booging off the stage.
Hack.
Oh my God, where's the bell?
Yeah, you all had a totally different experience of that than me, who still remembers this 30 years later. It's like that comedic restraint to sit in front of a bunch of sixth graders who are just like, no, tell us the chapter name. And she just keeps saying what back to us. And we're like, do you not hear it? You do it every day. You tell us that. She's just like, straight face, like, what? And then finally revealed, no, that's the chapter name. And we were like,
just to clarify, you just said sixth graders. You don't mean
six-year-olds.
Right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, 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 okay.
Six-year-olds.
Okay. That's what I thought. Just wanted to check.
The booing, I thought we were sixth graders.
Yeah. Boo. Teachers aren't cool anymore.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. We were 6 years old. And I thought it was, the comedic prowess on this teacher.
I just think now, like, a chapter at a time, like, the, oh my God, stressed out. That would stress me out as a little kid of like, just finish the book, lady.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait all another day for you to tell me what's going on.
Can't wait any longer to know what happens in this silly school.
Come on.
Silly school on the edge of reality. It was like stuff with weird stuff. Like,
yeah.
It's been so long since
I think what was about like some ooze shows up and they're like, what the heck is this?
Ooze be showing up.
It was like those, the Goosebumps books. I only read the Babysitter Club books to like fit in with the other girls at school. Like, it was kind of like, if you're not reading, girl, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
at
yeah,
least?
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, everyone. Welcome back in from lunch. Everyone take out your sustained silent reading books, your SSR books. This is your time to read your book from home while I sit at my desk.
Just to be clear, we can read whatever we want.
Whatever we want.
Right?
It has to be a chapter book. No magazines, I've told you.
Okay, but like the book can be whatever. Like I don't have to run it by you. It is a chapter book.
Sure, Devin, but no more manuals about fridges. It's really weird for me to look out and have you reading about a fridge a day.
He's learning a trade.
Yeah.
That can't be bad.
Sure. I just want you... This is the time where I catch up on my lesson plan. So whatever you read, just don't bother.
Things that the Babysitter Club kids are doing. I didn't know you could get paid to watch kids. My mom always makes me watch my brother and sister for, you know, for clout, as she calls it. It's weird.
It is weird. And that's the same as my book, which is a catalog from Sears. Of 2020 refrigerators. This one covers a wall. It needs to be specially installed, but I will put it away because it is not a chapter book. And I guess, I don't know, how's the Babysitter's Club? Is that something I should take a look?
Yeah, you should.
Whatever I'm reading, I'll do it silently.
Bother me.
Your
talking about fridges and babysitters, but did you see what I'm reading over here?
No, Matthew, what are you reading?
Oh, did you want to get a glimpse of what I'm reading?
Is it Redwall again?
No, it's the new...
Redwall, it's about a bunch of mice who are knights.
I'm sorry, were you about to say what the F is Redwall?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of mice who are knights.
Okay, yeah. Well, whatever. I'm about to fucking
But also
blow
badgers
your mind.
Who are knights.
Yeah.
And also birds who are knights.
Yes.
And some lizards who are knights.
So just animals that are knights.
Matthew, it's not just animals who are knights.
It's not just animals who are knights. There are reptiles in there too.
Well, yeah, that's an animal.
You don't understand.
I didn't say
what
mammals.
Are you, what are you reading?
I got the newest Goosebumps because my uncle works at Scholastic. You want to get this fresh, uncracked spine of an R.L. Stein?
Ooh, spine looking so straight.
That spine stein is looking real straight. Question, though. Your uncle works at Scholastic.
Scholastic.
That's what I said, Scholastics. Your uncle works at Scholastic. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have an advanced copy or do you just have a new copy?
Whoa. I think it's not like this is an official book. It's not like an internal one, but I think they don't come out till 4 days
okay.
from now.
But
whoa,
you don't just
is
have
that a holographic cover?
You bet.
Whoa, because it's a man's face, okay. And then you tilt it.
And it's a skeleton.
Whoa.
And check this out. If I open the first page, yeah? It says, this book only happens when you read it.
What?
Right?
That's effectively not. I can prove that that's not true.
No, look, if you turn the page for a half a second, the words aren't there till they appear as I read them.
What?
This book what? Happens.
No, but Matthew, the
as
book.
You read
but Matthew,
it.
Look, close the book, put it here. The book's still there.
But the contents.
The happenings, like what the. Yes, exactly. The contents. Like if we read it, it'll come true.
Right. Or it'll appear on the page. I don't know. Look at this. Look at it really quick.
I'm trying.
Bunch of blank pages.
Claire, do you understand?
Yeah, it's okay. Like, you
this
know, you look...
This book only happens when you read
okay,
it.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, when the book's in your bag, it's still a book, though.
Well, but it can happen. Is it a book if it has no words in it? Then it's just a bunch of pages.
It has words in it, whether...
No, I'm saying, look at it real quick. There's no words. The book only happens when you read it.
Wait, why are there no...
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm reading it, there's words.
Because you're making it happen.
It totally makes sense.
Before your eyes hit the page, there's no words.
How would you know that if your eyes aren't on?
I did that thing where I flip it real quick, and they all are blank.
Got it, let me flip through it real quick. Okay, now I understand.
But it's sort of an evocative phrase.
No refrigerators just because you've closed your manual?
I guess, are you talking about like Schrodinger's cat?
Yeah, but it's like a much clearer version of that.
Like, yeah, a normal book.
A normal book.
A normal book is still happening when you're not reading it.
No.
This but is not some this sort of fresh Stein book. Spine.
Right.
This book only happens when you read it. Maybe it also happens for real, but I haven't read a word yet, so I can't.
this book is after. The long, creepy hands creep up your spine and tinkle to your brain.
Tinkle to your brain.
Influence your choices and dreams, and you'll never be the same. Yeah.
Spell kind of happens when you read it.
I'm kind of scared, but I like it.
Traded. We stand up to our feet. We go to the door and we run down the hallway to the cafeteria.
This is cool. The skeleton made me run fast.
Yeah, I feel like I don't even have to go to PE.
Nice.
But we open the doors of the cafeteria.
They don't usually creak like that.
And they're not. Cafeteria's not usually covered in big webs.
Big, big webs. And it's not usually this dark and chilly.
Is there always an 11-foot spider in the cafeteria?
No! Okay, wait. Also, just for a second, mm-hmm. Claire, Devin, we all understand the rules, right?
Yes, yeah, Matthew. We're reading the book.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure, because now we all got it.
Oh, I got it.
We're stuck in some sort of cursed novel situation.
Yeah. And my theory is that we have to now finish the book for it to be over.
Okay, cool. Fully understand.
All right.
Is no one going to talk to me? The 11-foot spider in the room.
Oh, good. You know what? I'm glad that R.L. Stine's humor is still coming through. You know, I thought like maybe this is only going to be scary, but he's a cheeky little.
Here's the thing. As soon as someone
human.
Yes. As soon as someone mentions spiders, I'm immediately sort of on edge.
Right.
So hearing that, I feel a little bit safer with this particular spider.
Right. And like at the end of the day, these are Goosebumps books.
Can I tell you the truth? I've never read a Goosebumps book before. I've always been too scared to do
it. Devin, really?
They're really good.
They're
but
fun.
Are they scary and sometimes. Does everyone die at the
they
end?
No, they're not, about kids.
There's a lot of stuff about ventriloquist dummies and like a lot of walls bleeding goo.
It's a lot of like
stuff.
Curses. It's not a lot of
sort of aesthetic scares without the sort of real world consequences.
Yeah, like I think the worst thing that would happen is you're like, and we solved the curse of the broken vase. And then at the end, the vase breaks one more time. You're like, oh no. They didn't solve
it. Oh, wait a minute. Have you already solved the curse of my broken vase?
Oh, you have a broken vase, Mr. Spider?
Well, now I don't want to even do it.
No, do it. Come on.
Welcome to the room of the vase. It can never be broken because it already is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, you know, there's a ceramics art room that we could...
Do you want us to throw you a new vase and put it in the kiln?
That's so strange. No one's ever offered... to make me a new vase. They always look at my face with my many eyes and say, that's a cursed vase.
Aww.
And it's broken. Aww. And then I give them a riddle. And when they solve it and leave, I feel sad just a little. But to make me a new I saw a vase like once, and I've always wanted that.
Sure.
If you could make it with a very wide lip, so that I could fill it with orchids and tulips.
Customizable vases is what we're known for at this elementary school.
Yes, we have a really good ceramics teacher. That's where we excel.
You could make me a new. Bye.
tiny
lamp. And much shorter, maybe even smaller for a candle to illuminate the first vase. I think two vases is all the vases I can handle.
Second vase for you.
Thank you. You've solved the curse of the broken vase.
Yes.
In a new fun way, which is that you ignored that vase and you made me two new vases.
Yes.
And now I don't feel so bad about throwing this one away.
Oh, good.
Good.
Okay, well, we'll leave you in your domain of the cafeteria then.
Thank you. It's really a shared space, but I wanted to make it my own, so I put some webs up.
Yeah.
We love
they
that.
They look great. They look really good. They look
cottage
good. As far
core.
As like, yeah, exactly. I feel like I'm in the Codswalls.
Yeah, I think
Codswads, Codswell, Cods.
What's wrong with
I wish
this
I could
speech?
Try to help you. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Well, cottagecore, I was just trying to like lean into that. And there's like these really famous cottages in England that people go look at that are like peak cottage. And they're called like the Cods. And then I immediately forgot what they're called.
Oh. With like a thatched roof.
Yes, that's
like
right.
That.
That's
very,
right.
Very picturesque.
Very picturesque. They're like by a riverbank. A lot of people, they have those like strong Tudor windows. The Codswells.
Codswells?
Mr. Spider?
Yes?
Let me ask, have you noticed any other curses around the school?
Well, there's the curse of the vase that's always broken.
Sure, we got that one.
And now I have two new vases.
Yeah, you're
and
welcome.
They're not broken at all.
No.
As far as I knew, they're not. That's still true. Oh, well, yeah, I guess there is a, let's see, there is the curse of the skeleton man. Sometimes when you look at him, he's a man. But then if you look at him from the other side, he's a skeleton.
Oh, no, you know, that's verbatim chapter 2 of the book, Mr. Spider.
What?
And since you read it, it becomes real.
Well, it was already written. You asked me about it.
What?
If I'd heard of
it. I did, but it's, you know. You know.
Well,
no,
yeah,
you know what, Winnie? I'm not going to get mad. I'm just going to go.
No, you're right. When you read it, Claire, the doors opened out to the PE field, but it wasn't nighttime when we were in school before.
No, my mom is supposed to pick me up at 3:00.
She's very late then because the moon is high in the sky. Do we always have two moons?
No, I don't think we ever had two moons. We had new moons. We got blue moons, but two moons?
We had blood moons.
We got blood moons. We got harvest moons.
Crescent moon.
Crescent moon. Waxing.
Waning. All clear.
Mac moons. Oh, look at the skeleton man.
Oh, my gosh.
But now he's a normal man. But now he's playing on his xylophone on his skeleton ribs.
Whoa.
Now he's playing on the other side of his ribs, which are just fleshy ribs, and it's not making a sound at all.
He's a half man.
Half skeleton.
Skele-half.
I prefer skele-man.
You're a skele-man.
I'm a skele-man.
Well, are you cursed, Mr. Skeleman?
Would you like to be all meat or all bones?
I'd love to be all bones at last. But curses, curses. I have this half of me that's still a man, so I can't have eternal rest
your
playing
meat
myself
half.
As a xylophone. I hate my meat half.
Oh, yeah.
My dirty, dirty meat half.
You need to get rid of your meat half so you can be all skeleton.
And finally rest playing the xylophone forevermore.
Well, I don't know that we can get rid of your meat half, but we do have a pretty great music program at this school that definitely has a bunch of xylophones in it.
Yeah, and the xylophones happen to be next to a pit of piranhas.
I guess the piranhas could take care of your meat half.
I mean, we could push the skeleton man into the piranha.
Here's what
pit.
You need to know, Mr. Skeleton Man. Our school got a grant from the government for a koi pond. But then when it came time to fill that koi pond with koi, it turns out that koi are very expensive. Mm-hmm. So our principal, Mrs. Caspinari, went down to the pet store and said, "What fish do you have for real cheap?"
And it's not a big deal that my father runs a pet shop and I get a little kickback off of it, but you know, it just helps that you know the school is helping my family.
So he had a connection and she said, "Well, if you want cheap fish, we've had these piranhas for ages that nobody wants
and they're so hungry,
so now we have a hungry piranha pond."
Wonderful. I could finally get my disgusting meat half chomped and bit away.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I have absolutely like
I'm not going to tell you how to view yourself. If you don't like your meat half, that's totally fine. But can I just say that as a person who is
full meat,
two half meat, two meat halves, I wish you would be a little kinder in the way that you talk to your meat half.
That's sweet. It's
you
just
have to be kind to your meat.
I sort of suspect that the curse might be emanating from sort of like a place of
my own hatred towards my meat half.
Yeah, why don't you unpack that for a second?
You can't hate your meat. You can't. You gotta love the meat you've got, 'cause that's all the meat you've got. And if you don't have meat, what do you got? Just yourself.
Just myself. Because there's no hating my meat. Without hating me, I'm still hating me when
say
I
again.
Hate.
Say it
there's
again.
No hating my meat without hating me. If I'm hating my meat, I'm still hating me.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to change. Sometimes we don't reflect who we are inside, and that's not strange. Give yourself some grace as you go from A to B. There's nothing inherently wrong with your meat.
There's no hating my meat.
No hating your meat.
Without hating me. Without hating me.
You can't do it, you see.
Is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back.
When we last left, three children had read a mysterious Goosebumps book that was making things happen in real life. What will happen now? Find out when we return to the second half of This Book Happens When You Read It, the musical. All right, so I'm feeling good about solving two curses. Like, honest, and
we're helping people.
We're helping people. It's like spooky, but in the fun way. This school is, by the way, I've always wanted to like run around it when there's no one there.
Yeah, you know, sometimes on the media, like I see it depicted that kids hate school, and I've never identified with that because I love our school.
Let's say, hey, we got a kiln that we're allowed to use. We got a piranha plant.
Yeah, the school is pretty. It's making us as well rounded as we possibly could be.
Yeah, I feel like my curiosity is really being like encouraged and fostered.
I feel like my passion for refrigerators comes from our like robust technical programs that we have.
Yeah, the vocational school that's connected to the end. Oh my god.
What? Can you look at the vocational school? It's right over there.
Yeah.
It's slowly but surely coming towards us. We gotta go to the vocational school.
You're right.
The vocational school didn't usually have a big shell and walk around. This is so cool. Do you think the vocational school has always been on the back of a giant tortoise and we just didn't know?
And maybe we couldn't see because it like sleeps during school hours?
Let's talk to him. Hey there, Mr. Vocational School.
How y'all doing? I'm the vocational school, the top of turtle high.
Hey there, Mr. Vocational School. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty great, can't complain. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's it like to be a giant tortoise who has a giant vocational school on its back?
It feels so great to know everything I could need to move further in my life, just on my back is convenient. I got the world on my shoulder, but it doesn't feel like a boulder.
Repair, you learn refrigerator repair, VCR repair, DVD
repair,
every kind of
repair.
If you need a
repair,
come on to my shoulders and get square.
You got the whole world on your shoulders, but it doesn't feel like a boulder. Be the one to mention this first. Do you ever feel like you are under a curse?
I do feel like I slowed down with all this weight on my back. I wish I could zip and zap. I'm cursed to go as slow as molasses. Help me please, 'cause I need more vocational classes.
I think that I know what to do. brush off parts of the vocational school. And if I may be so bold, I dare, maybe we start with DVD and VCR repair.
You don't need this, ooh, you don't need this. Get this out of this.
We don't need this, we don't need this.
You don't need to repair.
We don't need this, we don't need this. Get this out of there.
You're helping me, Marie Kondo, my life.
Get a little bit lighter,
and I feel a bit brighter.
Does it spark joy when I push this off into the sea?
I feel my shoulders roll. I feel far more in control, cause I've got the whole world. I've got the whole world on my shoulders, but it doesn't feel like a burden.
You don't have time.
The whole world on my shoulders.
Get it out of there if you don't need to.
For being so kind, I feel I can stretch and relax, maybe, maybe unwind. You kids are here in the dark. Should I call your parents?
Ooh, I'm not sure. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that we're still reading this magical book, and you were just a part of it. Here, take a look.
We're pretty sure that our parents will come back when it ends. So in the meantime, we're helping out all our cursed friends.
I've got the whole world on my shoulders, but I no longer feel like a boulder. I've got the whole world on my shoulders, but it doesn't feel like a boulder. Thank you for removing those unnecessary reductive classes. I feel great, I feel stronger than molasses, and I
look how fast
that tortoise is. So fast.
Now they have room to put new vocational schools on.
That's great. Maybe some coding classes.
That's, yeah,
you
probably
should get some coding classes.
Do
Mr.
coding.
Future women in STEM.
Yeah,
women in STEM.
I think that tortoise is an early adopter. I'm not too worried.
Oh, yeah. No. That tortoise may, like, sometimes move slow like a tortoise, but thinks fast.
That's true. Hey, Claire, your dad had all sorts of animals at their pet store.
Mm-hmm. There's piranhas. There's boa constrictors.
There's Komodo dragons.
Komodo dragons.
Are all of the... I guess it hadn't really occurred to me until just now.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, pretty, I guess, dangerous animals there sometimes.
They're kind of nice to me because I go around and I feed them all. But yes, they're on some endangered list, or dangered, as my dad calls them.
An endangered list.
Endangered.
I guess an animal is only dangerous if you don't know how to meet with it on its
mm-hmm.
terms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of dangerous. Look at this.
Speaking of dangerous.
Well, just I was leafing through this book and I got to this part about the most dangerous game, which apparently is something called the spikes on the walls and also the ceiling. Oh, yeah. Well, I shouldn't have read this chapter. Look at there. There's spikes on the walls and also the ceiling.
How do we get inside? Oh,
wait. This is going to be really tricky because normally so far the curses, we've like had someone we met that we had to help, but... Mm-hmm.
This is a purely external obstacle.
This is just spikes and spikesy spikes.
Well, hold on, though.
What?
Maybe this is the result of a curse... And we just don't know whose curse it is yet.
Whoa.
Who would not like to be in a room full of spikes on the walls and
balloons?
Does somebody say balloons?
That is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
It's me, the balloon with a face.
I'm so freaking scared of this balloon.
It's that birthday balloon that some kid let go of on their birthday, just hanging on the top of the ceiling for months and months.
Well, I remember that. It was here for Jeremy's birthday, but it was too high up for anyone to get down. And now it's probably
so mad, terrifying.
Leave us alone, Mr. Balloon. You're too high for us. Leave us alone, Mr. Balloon. You can't phase us.
This one we can't take on. This one is too much. I wish you had never brought this book. Wait, that was me, all shucks.
You left me on the ceiling. You left me all alone. Now I'm through spikes everywhere, and I'll never have a home. The spikes, they will get me if I let my guard down for a second. And now I'm here to haunt you. That's what I reckon.
His helium's escaping. I'm gonna grab this fire extinguisher and make these spikes cold. Then I'm gonna chop them down so it's safe for you to land.
Yeah, if we freeze all of the spikes and then we break them to the ground, then the balloon won't pop and his salvation is at hand.
Ice, ice, spike, spike.
Ice, ice, spike, spike.
Ice, ice. I don't hop on these spikes on the ground.
I hope he's getting royalties.
How I will fall, and I hope I don't pop. When I land on this broken spike, what's that? My fall stopped? This is so strange.
He's on the ground.
I was floating in the air late one night. And I'm giving these students a terrible fright.
A terrible fright!
You're scaring me!
But now that I'm big and I'm on the ground, I don't want to scare everyone that's around.
Oh, phew.
All I want to do is smash my balloon wife, who's in the other room and I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh yeah, he needs to smash. I'll do the Mylar smash.
I'll do the Mylar smash.
Oh, your wife is the bounce house that they keep in the gym.
That's right. My wife, Inflatable Brenda, we call her.
Inflatable Brenda, we've got a surprise for you.
Well, I was up in the air late one night, not getting to smash give me quite a fright. But now I'll get to do it with my spouse, who, as you know, is
a bounce house. We'll do the smash.
We'll do the inflatable smash.
We'll do the smash.
Me and my wife will crash.
We'll do the smash.
We don't do it for cash. Us on TV
and get smash
because our smashes are streamed.
Whoa.
Put out on OnlyFans our inflatable smash.
Whoa.
And if you watch a smash, you can pay us in cash.
Whoa.
We also do crypto because we have a lawyer.
Whoa.
We love when people watch because we're kind of a voyeur. We do the smash, the inflatable smash, until we have to crash. Post quite a nap,
and then you nap
from our inflatable smash.
Whoa.
Yes, that's
high
my wife.
Should I be watching this?
I've been watching this. I've sex
I've
between balloons.
It feels kind of weird
get to watch balloons just do it. And first I was like, no. But then I was like, screw it. There's not really penetration. They just kind of bounce around. A balloon and a bounce house really going to town.
I kind of like that they're just mashing up against each other. They're like smooth Ken dolls, just giving it to each other. I think I like it.
And that's such bliss. And now from this, we all know what sex is. Because we smash. It's the inflatable smash.
Inflatable smash.
We're glad you children could crash.
Inflatable smash.
And now we're going to go home.
Inflatable smash.
And leave these children alone. I've been away from my wife for too long.
Okay, that one started out as my least favorite, but ended as my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
I was so freaking scared of that balloon. And but then I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm a little freak who now needs to hear squeaks.
Yeah. I think this is going to be sort of formative for my entire sexual identity.
It sounded like basketball sneakers on a court. Yeah. Which gave me a sense of a calm, but also let me know sounds can mean different things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we only have one page left.
I think there's a whole new curse on the last page, or you think the last page will like reveal some secret about the book itself? Maybe its author was cursed. I shouldn't be just.
Or like, maybe it's one of those choose your own adventure types and it's going to tell us to flip the book upside down and start over.
Or maybe it's the index and it just tells you all the words that you didn't understand.
It could just be acknowledgements. It could just be acknowledgements.
Because honestly, when I don't know a word, I kind of just glaze over it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
If we finish this book, does that mean no other, like it'll be done, right?
Yeah.
Hear me out. What if we don't finish the book? We close the book and we leave it in the library so that maybe next Halloween... Oh, wow. I didn't just put it together. It's Halloween.
Oh, yeah, it is
so
Halloween.
Maybe
Hold on.
This whole thing has been Halloween the whole time.
This has actually been Halloween the whole time.
This makes sense now. It's Halloween.
Well, because it's nighttime. I'm in a Boba Fett costume. You guys told me not to wear it.
I'm just a paleontologist.
I only told you not to wear it because I'm also in a Boba Fett costume.
Oh, well... I
guess really, if I want to be really, I'm actually in a Jango Fett costume.
Okay, cool. I understand the difference.
One's a Jango Fett and one's a Boba Fett. Mm-hmm.
It's a clone. Right?
Yeah, but I'm the first one.
Yeah. One's a clone.
One's a clone.
But okay, but the book though.
The thing is,
we do this one last curse. I think it'd be great. And then maybe we go trick-or-treating. We get some candy or something.
Yes, we do the last curse. But then before we finish reading it, we close the book and we leave it in the library.
But here's my fear, Devin. Okay. If we don't finish the book, then we'll always be in this liminal space and we'll never actually see our family again.
But here's also the other thing. Once we finish this book, we realize it's a series.
There you go.
You know what? It's always such a bittersweet thing to get to the end of the book because like, the truth is, you never know how it ends, and what you have imagined, it might not line up with how it actually is.
That's right, children.
It's the curse.
That's exactly how I feel.
R.L. Stein!
That's right. It's me, R.L. Stein.
What do the R and the L stand for?
Yeah.
Is it really long, Stein? Because you're really tall.
No, it's Robert Lewison. It's
Robert
my name.
Robert Lewison Stein.
That's a great name.
Wait, can I guess again?
Sure.
Is it Radical Loud Stein?
If you want it to be, then of course it is.
How about Rotundant Lake?
Are you a Rotundant Lake Stein?
That sounds idyllic, but children, it's just me, author R.L. Stein, and I've been here all along, just like it's been Halloween all along.
R.L. Stein's been here the whole time?
Yeah.
So what's the curse that you have for us? Is it that... You know, growing up is hard and things change. The curse of growing up.
Or is it the curse of finishing a book means letting it out to the world and letting others judge it? The curse of creative fear?
Yeah, it's both of them, children.
Whoa!
And also this.
And a third thing?
My greatest curse of all.
A really listy Stein.
Why are you laughing, R.L. Stein? You have such a cackle.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh,
he's laughing so
angelic.
Much. Oh, what's he saying?
Yes, it's the curse of growing up, of putting childish things away.
the curse of turning toward a more responsible new day. And it's the curse of creativity, the curse of how to share. When you've only been holding it, it can give you quite a scare. But it is mostly this.
Mostly
the end
this.
Of a really long list. The curse of a satisfying ending.
Satisfying ending.
How to come to a close.
Satisfying
ending.
Hey, that's funny, because I think I understand one of those. For the ending that I want everyone to have learned a lesson along the way.
I've learned that it's okay to be scared. Sometimes you don't always.
So like when a book has a cliffhanger that grabs my heart, or maybe a little mysterious sentiment that leaves it open to chance, like it keeps happening inside my brain.
Like those balloons and the spike-covered wall, for you, a satisfying ending isn't an ending at all. And for the tortoise and the man of different endings they know.
Satisfying
ending. Satisfying and different for everyone.
A satisfying ending.
A lesson learned.
I understand why it's such a difficult thing to be done.
And that's why for this new book, my latest goosebump, itself, that writer's curse, where I didn't write a single line or verse.
What?
You made it up inside your head. I got to take this one off and let you work for me instead. This book only happens when you read it.
And balloons and their wives. And at the end of this, I hope you see that we'll be seeing you in court to discuss royalties.
Just the half hour after recess, where you silently read, but it is still Halloween.
Sean, Claire, do you still have the book?
Yeah, I've got it right here.
Let's give it to someone else.
Oh yeah, you're right.
involve more curses. Yeah. Give R.L. Stein more ideas.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Who should we give it to?
Jennifer, hey, what are you... Do you have plans for this Halloween?
Yeah, I was gonna go read all the Babysitter's Club at home.
Throw those fucking books away.
Okay, done.
Do yourself a favor.
Okay.
Go on a little adventure. Maybe we suggest taking at least two friends.
Oh, okay.
Check it out. R.L. Stein.
Hey, David.
Yeah, what's up?
Yo. Hey, Spencer.
Me?
Do you want to read this book with me right now?
Yeah, open the first page.
Whoa, there are no words on the page.
Whoa. Wait, it just says...
This book only happens when you read
it. A never-ending story.
Whoa, da, 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 da. It's a never-ending story.
Da, 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 da. Shine my night. But this story has come to an end. Story it was. Ha 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 ha. Happy Hallow Smashoween. Give it up for incredible guests.
Yes, Rashawn Scott. Oh my gosh. The voice, the
so
chops.
The charm, the humor.
Absolutely.
The everything.
The knowledge,
more.
The know how. It's an absolute pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much.
People got to check out Southside. We're going to see Southside. Yes. And then what else do you want to plug?
Southside on HBO Max Season 3 is coming out this year. It'll be super, super fun. Also, check me out on my tabletop RPG Monster of the Week podcast called Mystery County Monster Hunters Club. Available everywhere that you listen to podcasts.
Listen, if I know our audience, and I do.
It's like Reno 911 meets Scooby-Doo.
And, you know, what a great time to check it out. It's spooky season.
Tis the season
to jump into some monster hunting. We help some monsters today, and let's hunt some monsters.
And
in the
isn't
different
helping
one.
Just hunting in its own way? We're hunting for solutions.
That's right.
And speaking of people that never hunt for solutions because they've only got answers, give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Piantergeists.
Good.
that was like you get it.
Yep.
Happy Ghost of King.
Oh, and we got Brett Morris. That feeling when the door hits and goes creak.
The door hits and goes creak. And of course, Dana Wickens, curse stricken on the bones that are the cajon.
Okay, really good. You really, really landed that.
Because I had much easier rhymes than
whoa,
Morris.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's never ending story. Go watch the never ending story. It's only actually 92 minutes long.
As we say at the end of every episode of Never Ending Off Book.
And this is just a message that I feel like we gotta hit home. But I do need to remember the very good chorus it is, because you did put it well. You can't hate the meat.
What did you say, though? That was good. Without
Even without the meat, I still love meat.
There you go.
That's it. Even without the meat.
I still love me. Bye!